Those who listen to WBFO on weeknights are familiar with the Capitol Press Room and its energetic and engaging host, Susan Arbetter, who has built her daily program out of Albany into a significant player in state politics, from the governor to the most powerful legislators to the lobbyists and interest groups that influence public policy. All players stop by to chat with Susan Arbetter. She'll be sharing some of her insights when she appears with Jim Heaney of Investigative Post for a question-and-answer session next Tuesday at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center. In advance of that visit, Susan Arbetter took time to speak with WBFO.
Hi, Jay. It's great to be with you.
All right. So you're going to be coming to Buffalo to appear with Investigative Post. I want to most certainly talk about that. But I want to also get into the show that our listeners have become so familiar with throughout the years. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this started, what, 7 years ago?
7 years ago, I started the Capitol Press Room. It's a political talk show live from the state capitol that served the public radio audience, something that hadn't existed before.
What about, though, as you set out to do the show and as it has evolved throughout the years, and what has been the guiding principle involved?
There have been two, actually. And the first is that state government is more relevant to people's lives than the federal government. I mean, everybody talks about the presidential election, obviously, this year. But this level of government, state government, is charged with the education of your children, taking care of the elderly, and the spending that comes along with that. Unfortunately, New York State has some of the lowest voter turnout in the country. I want to educate people to vote so they actually know the issues and want to go to the voting booth in November and cast a vote. So that's the number one primary principle. And the other is I wanted a show that I would listen to. I mean, I wanted something for women and something that was a little more thoughtful, maybe a little funny. I'm not pretending that I know everything, and I think frankly, that people appreciate that, that I'm just like them. I'm trying to be their surrogate.
Just to expand on that a little bit, especially in a place like Albany, like you said, so much more significant, really, in the daily lives of New Yorkers than the federal government. But at the same time, the standard broadcast outlets and even traditional newspapers are fading away. So you see a greater role for entities like Investigative Post.
Oh, absolutely. Groups like iPost are able to direct resources to where they need to go because they're very nimble, and they're not used to the status quo. So they can come in, they can see things from an outsider's perspective, and spend time uncovering what's wrong. And to pay for something like that, I think, is part of being a part of a democratic society. It's critical, and people should remember that you get the democracy you deserve. So if you pay a little bit, you might get a better democracy. That's my theory.
And then finally, looking at your show, like you said, being there for 7 years now, every day in the state capitol, do you find that your access now to the newsmakers is that much greater and that there is an acceptance of the clout that your show has developed?
Absolutely. It's like a stop on their tour. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Rolling Stones will always go to Madison Square Garden, right? Well, in the miniaturized world of Albany politics, and it is a very small world, there are a few stops that the politicians will make, and my show is one of them, and I'm very proud of that. And I have to say that if it wasn't for WBFO and Mark Scott, your former news director, that never would have happened, because you guys gave me a chance. Before I had even developed a program, WBFO said it would carry it, and because of that, I had like my two bookends, the Albany station and the Buffalo station, which is what I needed. And now I am on 20 stations.
And now we're looking forward to having you in Buffalo on Tuesday with Jim Heaney at the Birchfield Penny. And Susan Arbetter, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.